much as it's somewhat connected. Seder? Thank you, Zach, everybody. That's an old one. We'll get to them hopefully soon. Source number 6, what does it say? What? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Take these.
Is it not rooted in that one?
What?
Oh, what we doing?
No, correct. What?
Can I take it anywhere?
Sure.
Don't record
it.
What?
Take it.
We'll see. Ready? Who's recording?
Epic. Epic's recording. His phone's right there.
Oh, it's gone?
It is now.
It started already?
Yeah,
it
started.
It's a while back. Okay, anyway, let's pick up from where we left off last. It's good to be back. Good to be learning Shabbos again with everybody. The last thing we left off with, we started our discussion about Kiddush. And the last thing we need to discuss is Chiyuv of Nashim in Kiddush, or women Chayiv in Kiddush. So we pointed out last time that our initial understanding is that women should be Pater. Why should they be Pater? The Gemara in Sakha's Kedushin, the Mishnah of Chavtas, talks about the Gemara subsequently discusses and elaborates that women are pater from mitzvah sasishas van grama. Kiddush seemingly is a mitzvah sasishas van grama. However, there's an exception. Why? We know in the first set of divros, which is located in Parshas. Excellent. It says, Zachor, Hasim, Lashav, Zakacho. And in Parshas, excellent, Meschana, and it says, Shemur, Hasim, Lashav, Zakacho. And there's a switch in terms of how it is said. Always very important if one is learning these sources of Rus to compare and contrast the different Lashonos and different ways and phraseology that exists between. Perhaps. Different phraseology, how the first set of Dibros compared to the second set of Dibros. There might be even, very significant discrepancies that can learn out to the Vilama, for example, like Lo Sachmot in the first set, and this is the Saba in the second set. There's maybe different Lavim, so we show him, look over there. Anyways, what about the significance of Zachor versus Shavor? So we all are aware of either the Gemara or the Lechadodi, is that why?
Shemar Bazar.
Right, so we know Shemar Bazar with Yerachad because we like Lechadodi, but really that's not sure what was it.
It's Zachar.
Zachar, Shemar Bazar, that's the Gemara 6 explicitly in Torah Tam Reit. What is it say? Gemara Brachas, Amr Vada Barabba. Nashim Chayavas, we Kiddush Hayom, and Divar Torah. Mido Raisa, women are Chayav in Kiddush. Amma, I'm in Sishas, my Gramma. Is it a Mitzvah Shas, my Gramma? As we just pointed out, we'll come to Sishas, my Gramma, Nashim Baturos. I'm Rabbi Midirbana. Taka by says you're right, told me Dirbana. Well, that's how I pass it. Well, Rabbi Ha, different Torah, come on, it's a different Torah. Well, come to Nishaiva Midirbana. And also, the five and all of it, so let's say Midirbana. So, El Amar Rabba, Amar Kra, Zachor, Bishamor. What does that mean? Call Sheyesh Mishmira, Yesh Mishachira, Mani Nashi, Holy Vesu Mishmira, Isnu Bizchira. Because it says Zachor, Bishamor, what do we have this Limud? Anybody's included in the Zachor is included in the Shamor, anybody included in the Shamor is included in the Zachor. So, what does Shamor represent? Shamar represents mitzvahs. Lo sase is a lot of mitzvahs malachos, like what we learned last year. What does Zachar represent? Mitzvahs ase. Therefore, since women are included in the mitzvahs lo sase of Shabbos, lo sase malachos, and Zachar was said simultaneously, therefore they're also chayv in the Zachar and sase, despite the fact that it's mitzvahs as Magdama. Why does Lechadoli have Shamar and Zachar? How do you know Zachar and Shamar? Come on.
It's because of Shlomo. It's
exactly, because of his name. Exactly. We're talking about his name. Shlomo. That's good. So that works. And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch is in Rishayin Aleph. So please. Nashim Chayavas B'Kiddush Apo Pishim Mitzvah Seishas Magrama. Mishim D'Iskish Zachor L'Shamor. Mahani Nashi Olo V'Issim V'Shmira Issim Zechira. And Motzias Es HaNashim Hoyim V'Chayavas Me'en HaTorah Kemosam. What do we see? That while women are chayiv on equal playing field with men, and since women are chayiv on equal playing field with men, theoretically speaking, a woman certainly would be able to be moti a man in Kiddush. Well, on the Deraisa level, absolutely. They're the same exact chiyuv. When the chiyuv is exactly the same, so then there's no issue with women being moti men. For example, the next holiday which is coming up is Hanukkah, and we see that women and men are equally chayiv in Hanukkah, because obviously you both have days for women, even though it's a mitzvah, Derabana, Tase, she's my grandma. So, yeah, they're high, then Shulchan Aruch and Malach is very clear that if a man is unable to light to who lights for him, His wife likes Purim, no problem, that certainly works. Okay, there are differences when it comes to Chanukah. There might be a Chov and the Bias, etc. Whatever, leaving that aside for now. Certainly when there's an equal level of Chiyav and Chov, they have the ability to be Motzi the men. Yes?
This is the same grammar applies to the Rabbanans? Because we didn't we just say in the Gemara that
good question, let's leave that aside for right now. It's, whatever, there's a lot to speak about that topic, and not for right now. The assumption is yes. That's why we use Achenius Venes in three contexts. Which context?
Purim.
Pesach, for which is only Pesach. Chalakosos, excellent. And Chalakosos. And so those all admit to saving the Rabbanim. So there's a big discussion in Tosafos and Maseches Megillah. I believe it's Abdalad, if I'm not mistaken. But discusses whether the Svar of Afi and Ayuvos and Nesh works only in the Rabbanim level, or maybe on the Raisa level. Okay. Whatever, but let's leave it aside for right now. The Maisa needs to say that if they have the same level of Chol, so then they can be Motzi each other. Now, there are certain situations, this is just a complete aside, where it appears that they have the same level of Chiyah, but they don't actually have the same level of Chiyah. For example, we'll give you an example of this. Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? Why might they... Anybody know this? There's also in that Tosafos HaMegillah, Megillah. What? Exactly. There's it. Apin Ahayu Bosanes may only be Mechayev women in Shmiyas HaMegillah, not Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore, even though they're Chayev, the nature of the Chayev might be different.
If they weren't there for the Brachos, then it's fine, Baal HaLechor.
What?
Meaning, let's say they walk in and they just missed the Brachos and then they started hearing, then they heard the Megillah. So aren't the brachos really only because the Brachos Mami Yotze as if we read it?
Sorry, confused.
The brachos before Kriyas Megillah.
Right.
Are they for the purpose of us being able to be Yotze as if we are reading it?
No, the brachos like every bracha before we do a mitzvah, they were mezakan a bracha before. It's a brachos a mitzvah.
Let's say theoretically I walked in and I missed those brachos and I heard it. So then I'm at Yotze.
1,000%. Okay. Like any mitzvah in the Torah, you're Yotze even if you don't hear the bracha. As long as you have kavanah lotze. What?
Don't say brachos aren't.
Brachos are not ma'akev. Brachos are never ma'akev. Unfortunately, people think brachos are ma'akev. Why is that unfortunate? Because everybody assumes that, like, when you miss a night of sira, so since you can't count with the bracha, so then you shouldn't, like, nobody counts, nobody counting, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Which is, like, utterly foolish, because the reason why you don't count with the bracha is because there's some shita that maybe that all of the days are ma'akev each other, but according to Rav Rishonim, that's not true. So we're ma'akev not to count, so we don't say bracha levatala. But really, there's no reason why, according to many Rishonim, you don't say every single time you count. As it is, okay, whatever. That's aside for now, but let's leave that aside. What am I talking about? Nashim and Kiddush. Excellent. Let's go back to Nashim and Kiddush. So, women are chayiv on equal playing field with men. Where did this come up? Halacha l'maisa. Well, my bar mitzvah bachar. What does it say? Davila ben Yigimel, Shara Chashin and Shemel lo yivia b'yisai. Sari is to mild the rice, lo samchin and the chazak, she yivia b'yisai is ad, she's mali zikno. This is a magin of Ram, Rishayin Aleph, Sifkan Beis. What is he referring to? Sorry, I'll give you the background information. When it comes to becoming a gadol in halacha, okay, so there's always two ways to determine whether a person is considered a gadol. So one is shanim, that is how old they are, and the other one is called simanim, or simanim, physical signs of maturity, okay? So we just assume when a person becomes a bar mitzvah boy, so they're a gadol, now they're obligated in the Torah, kuli, all those things. Not so fast, the Gemara is very clear, that it's not just age maturity, you also need physical maturity. What is physical maturity? Beis Cyrus, when the katan is able to grow two hairs. We don't obviously check whether they're able to grow those hairs. How do you determine otherwise? If you give him mali a signal, if you grow a beard, so then that would also qualify as him being a gadol. Where does this come up most prominently?
Torah.
What?
Torah.
Torah, but which Torah leaning?
First one.
No, okay, ready? So, let me back up to that. I'll get you in a second. Generally speaking, let's say this talk is we have a suffix for every bar mitzvah bachur, whether they really considered a gadol or not. It's a big suffix because we don't know whether they have, because they certainly have shanim, we don't know whether they have simanim. Okay? So, what are you going to do? So, we say that we can be so make on them for all dinim derabbanan to assume they're a gadol. So, for example, Davi Rudi Amud. Is it Dinder Abundance? So we can assume that they are a Gadol. Priyas HaTorah is a Dinder Abundance. It's a kind of Mosher danger, right? So it's really Dinder Abundance, but it's a Dinder Abundance nonetheless. So we allow them to go out and, lane and be both to other people. However, there's one Priyas HaTorah in particular that may not be excellent, that may not be Doraisa, that is Zachor, Parsha Zachor. the minhag of Parsha Zachar, the minhag is that bar mitzvah bachrim do not lane Parsha Zachar. Why do not lane Parsha Zachar? Because you're chayav midoraisa. And it could be that the bar mitzvah boy is not really a gadol b'halacha, and if they're really chayav in zachar midoraisa, and the assumption is that chayav midoraisa is that you have to lane with a minion and be moti from somebody else, etc., all those things. Therefore, it's possible that this bar mitzvah bachrim may not be able to be moti men in the mitzvah of zachar, maybe women also, whatever. And therefore, this individual cannot lane parsha zachar. Okay, that's your parsha zachar. But where does it apply to what we're talking about? Kiddush, Meisim B'chol, you know, Meisim B'chol Yom. You have the bar mitzvah boy, you know, they have the fancy weekend bar mitzvah, even not so fancy, they're having a Friday night meal in the shul. The guy became bar mitzvah, you know, yesterday, and he got the mar for the first time Thursday night. And what does the father say? You know, little Shlomola, why don't you go ahead and take Kiddush for everybody, it's your bar mitzvah. Big no-no. Why? Because everybody is chayiv in Kiddush. Midoraisa. This kid, we have a suffix whether he's actually chayv midoraisa, because just because he has shonim doesn't mean he has simonim. So that, what? If he has nice beard, so then obviously then he would know that he would be considered a gadol. So, where does this come up, let's say, in regards to women? Also, this is true. So, meaning, okay, many times at these large gathering events, so the Baal Simcha will say the Kiddush, and then you can avoid that, or you'll wind on the table. But let's say often what happens is, let's say there's a the man in the house is not present. Okay, so he's on business, or he's waiting for Shabbos, or he's just not in the house. And the option is the mother to say Kiddush, or you know the teenage girl to say Kiddush, or the bar mitzvah bachur, who should say Kiddush? No, the woman to say Kiddush. Believe the Shem Safek. She should say Kiddush, because he can't be motzi her. She certainly can be moved to him. And therefore, that's important to know when it comes to the halachos of Kiddush, a woman being on the same level as men. Do I have questions? Yeah.
I was going to say, at what age do you know?
The male is like, no. But if you start
growing a beard. But let's say a guy just doesn't grow a beard. So you just always have to assume that he can never make Kiddush for, like, he gets married.
No, yet. So we say, banim harehim kisimanim, if he has kids.
So a guy who gets married to his wife, and he hasn't had kids yet, and he doesn't grow a beard, he cannot make Kiddush for his wife.
I think at a certain point we do assume that he has Beis Hayyas. So that's a good question.
Is,
you're right.
I'm sure it's probably like true. Like
yeah, of course. But meaning at a certain point there is a certain assumption.
Right, but no, but the bar mitzvah boy also might know. We just don't know about him.
It's a great question.
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying, what age is this?
It's a good question. At what point do we just have the stam assumption that, you know, even if he's not Mamala Zikta, it's like,
you're good.
Use our common sense when it comes to these things, maybe. That's what the law says. Okay. What we have to do? Great, that is. Okay, now we're reading the source number 11. Now, at what point is Makayim Kiddush Midoraisa? So, we need a bit of background information about this. We need to remember what we did. What is, how is one fulfill Kiddush? Everybody know? Saying nice things about, you know,
the day.
Shabbos, right?
Shabbat.
Right, Shabbat, the Meshabbat, the day, the Rambam is called clearly Kiddush bin Devarim. So at what point is one Makayim the mitzvah of Kiddush?
Saying
a
Shabbos.
Midoraisa. So we had a subject about saying a Shabbos, but let's say before that, anyway, at what point? Okay, maybe Tosef the Shabbos. At what point does one fulfill his obligation of Kiddush? So this was actually a tremendous, tremendous discussion in the Nosei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch. Torah number 11, the Berlach quotes the Magen Avraham. It's got like a massive, massive play. Much ink was spilled on this halachic discussion. It says, because of Magen Avraham, Tlafizia, Mitzvila, Bilvad, Shabbat, Nisker, Kedushas, Ayom, Kai, Mitzvah, Say. It says, Magen Avraham, when does the person fulfill their mitzvah of Kiddush? In davening, in Tfila. Right? Because in Tfila, what do? Right? You say very nice things about Kiddush, yes? What?
Then you say like the same thing you say in Kiddush. Like,
right, so Eichul is actually less significant because Eichul just, you know, records the Torah what happened.
So a lot of you say that in Kiddush.
It's Eidus that Hashem created the world. So in 6 days the rest of the
seven. That's not required, really?
No, certainly not required. In fact, if a person misses Kiddush, we'll talk about this. Let's say a person for some reason misses Kiddush and is saying Kiddush the next day, they don't say Eichul because the Eidus was only for them. But let's leave that aside for right now. But the tefillos that we say, you know, What? Mishnah Shabbos, right? Atakidasha, you know, Yismach Moshe. Like, all tefillah really is like, you know, all that is like Kiddush, right? So this is like around that's when a person fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush. Okay, awesome. Now, why was this really, really problematic? Because, what did we just say? We see that women are obligated Kiddush on a deraisa level. Okay, so if the man is going to be Yotze, his Kiddush by davening in shul, when he comes home, he's only going to be chayev on what level? I mean, they're abundant to say Kiddush ala kos. So what about his wife? How can he be moti her in Kiddush? Now, what you might tell me is, no, don't worry about it. Well, there is this concept in the Torah called Arvus, Kol Yisrael, Arev Mizabazah. One problem, the Rush says that Arvus does not work on a Doraisa level for women. Okay, that there is no Arvus for women, and therefore how could it be that men who come home from Shul have daven, and their wives did not daven, right, or the daughters didn't daven, how could it be that they could say Kiddush for their wives? And this became the entire discussion that all the Nosekilim got involved in, and tried to figure out the answer to this halakhic conundrum. We mentioned already one answer. What was one answer? That when the husband comes home, Rabbi Akiva Eiger suggests, maybe, what should he say to your wife? Good Shabbos. That's where it comes from. And that whole discussion of whether good Shabbos is a kiyum in Kiddush or not is because of this problem that we want to figure out how we can knock down the level of the women to a derabanan so her husband can be motzir in Kiddush Mida Oraisa. That is one answer. Another answer is maybe that we assume that the Rush is not correct and that there is Arbus for women. I think perhaps the most fundamental answer, and then I'll take questions in 1 minute, can be found in the Minchas Chasinah, based off the Gemara in Mesachas Pesachim. What does the Gemara say?
I just want to suggest the potential. Just to have it, if you had in mind, to not be Yotze through that.
Okay, I'm talking about maybe a Kabbalah of Yotze. Exactly, that, you know, the man should actively not have Kabbalah to the Yotze, his Kiddush of Kiddush until he gets home. What? Well, the Kedavin, that's also, you know, things. But even, you know, it's Kabbalah of Yotze, it's interesting. To have Kabbalah of Yotze when you're actually, when the tefillah is itself Kiddush, is an interesting thing to think about whether one could actually do that or not.
I think about not being Yotze if I make a Kabbalah.
I don't know if it's not. There is a hekesh which exists between Kiddush Hayom and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We both have the Lashon of Zachar, which are associated with it, okay? Since they both have the mitzvah of Zachar, which is associated with it, Lamad Tizkore and Zachar Shem Shabbat Zekacho, that's an obligation when it comes to Kiddush. You should point out that the Rambam makes this connection well in the beginning of the Chavis Tamata, that you can look over there. Says the Minchas Chinuch, based on this Gemara, that he says, I don't really understand why everybody's going so crazy about this whole issue when it comes to men being motzi their wives when they come home, because what is missing from all of davening? The mention of? As well, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't exist there. The Shemona Esrei, Friday night, the man says, you know, and the woman also, but the man says it, and the woman doesn't contain this fundamental idea of Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, says the Magid of the Minchas Chinuch, therefore the man is obviously not motzi yotze his achiv. When it comes to Kiddush, you need to mention also Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Magid of Rav is wrong, is incorrect. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. What would the Magid of Rav answer back? Just, you know.
It's not ma'akev.
It's a ma'akev. It's a nice thing to mention Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it is not ma'akev. But that's exactly what we say in Kiddush. We say Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. That it's a vital and fundamental component. Can we talk? I'll take some questions. I'll tell you a nice idea about why Zechus is starting to be so important to Kiddush. Yes.
I don't know if this is really a good answer, but you could also just say that you did it. You mentioned this is Rambam and Kriyas Shema.
Right. So some people say
Right.
Okay. So yeah, some people definitely suggest that could also work for my Rambam. Yes.
Can
you
hear Why would saying Shabbos help?
Why would saying Shabbos help?
Yeah.
So we say Gichabas, so that might be a declaration on Chabas. If she says Gichabas back to me, so she's declaring Gichabas, so therefore she's no longer Chai because she's Midoraisa. What?
Which
Eger
is this one?
Rikiv Eger. Not Rav Leibola, I know.
It's
yeah.
Is the only reason we associate with the CS design is because of sufferings and hatches?
So the Hekish says.
Okay,
yes, yeah, so there's another reason why maybe it's associated with the CS. If you look, once again, we're talking about the discrepancy between the Aseret and the Rus, the first and second Aseret and the Rus. So, it says in the first Aseret and the Rus that we said it's Zecher for my separations. But in the second Aseret and the Rus, it says Zecher. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? So, it's very interesting. Why do we say Kiddush? Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis or Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? Which one is it? Good question. Okay? Question number one. Question number two. Ready? Yes, Mashiach Chachma. In the modern Sanhedrin says, Zekoy Sheshavas, Chayim Misa. Right? The guy who keeps Shabbos is Chayim Misa. Also, the guy who shows the Torah is Chayim Misa. Agav. But, it says the Mashiach Chachma, I don't get it. What is the purpose of Shabbos? It is 8 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rest on the seventh. Don't buy what tells us like that? Of course they do. It's one of the Hashem mitzvahs they know of. They believe in Hashem. Part of believing in God is that, you know, He created the world. So, shouldn't Shabbos be a universal mitzvah? Not only should it not be Chayiv Misa for non-Jews to keep Shabbos, we should be praising them for keeping Shabbos. Same way that the non-Jew wants to send the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. They can send an olah to the Beis HaMikdash. That's fine. And we take it, and we praise it. Ki Beisi, right? Beis Tzviel Yigdikorei L'chol HaAmim, right? Okay, so why not Shabbos? Let them do Shabbos as well. There are other guys, you know, Maimon Chazal that said that non-Jews want to perform mitzvahs is also good, but this one, we don't let them do when it's something which is an Ikari Emunah that they need to do as well. Says Mashiach Chachma quite beautifully. Says, well, we have to understand, what's the significance of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim versus Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis? So Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That, obviously, is something which is universal, everybody recognizes and needs to recognize. However, there's another component, and that is as follows. Chas v'shalom, that one person should have the assumption of the, I think it's called the watchmaker theory. What is the watchmaker theory? That of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but how did he create the world? Like a watchmaker creates a watch. Once a watch is created by the watchmaker, does he have any, you know, involvement or hashkacha in the running of that watch? You know, the gears are going and they go on forever. I believe Aristotle had this thought when it came to believing in the creation of the world by God, but something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intercedes. What shows us that the Ribono Shel Olam not only created the world, but is mashkiach on the world? He cares what's going on? And that he can completely manipulate the Teva the way he wants it to be? Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim demonstrates in that Nakuda, the fundamental Nakuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just created the world, but he's mashkiach on the world, that he's involved in the world, that he cares about the world, that he cares to take a slave nation that was over 200 years enslaved and can bring them out through Nisim, the Nefos, or Esther Makos, or Kriyas Yamsuf, sustain them in the Midbar for 40 years. That shows complete dominion and dominance over the world by the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that he created, that he's Mashkiach, says Mashkiach. That's the idea of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. We need both components. One is not good enough. Says Mashkiach. So, what is the only nation in the world that can give proper edus and proper testimony to these two components? Only Am Yisrael. Only Am Yisrael has experienced in the fullest sense both the idea of Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, that he's Mashkiach, that he intercedes, that he's involved, that there's Shechacha Pratis, that he cares about the direction of where the world's going. The Goyim do not have the ability and the opportunity to fully understand, contemplate, and appreciate that Nekudah. And the Rosh Shabbos is something which is special and specific for the Jews. And that's the idea of Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis in addition to Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's so fundamental to have those components when it comes to Kiddush. Sounds good? Awesome. That's a Gishmak Mashiach Chachma, no?
Yeah.
Keep that in your back pocket. You know why? Because you can say it any Shabbos you want. Awesome. Right? And also, you could keep it not like you say it all the time, because, like, you know, every day Hashem is involved in the world. You know what I'm saying? This is like, you know, yeah, this is a valuable
time. Every time you say it, if anyone asks you for a Torah, the third paragraph of Shema.
That also true. Okay, source number 14, Lamaisa, whether one is Yotze in shul or not, it's very important. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shavu Lebeisa Yomar Lachlamiya, the person should be careful to eat right away. You shouldn't sit down on the couch and hang out and wait a half hour, 45 minutes, up until you're ready. Oh, okay, fine, it's time to say Kiddush. Might as well Kiddush. No, there's a mitzvah, Mutal Olaf, to go out and be Makadish Yom, especially Aliyah, and therefore one should go out of the way to make sure that that's what they do. Okay. What is the Zman Kiddush B'diavad? This is what we mentioned right before. Imlo Kiddush B'laila. If a person did not say Kiddush at night, why would a person not say Kiddush at night? What?
He just went to sleep right after. He wasn't feeling well, he went to sleep.
Okay, well, feeling well, right? You know, more likely in this yeshiva. Purim was on Friday. No?
No, what? It's on Thursday.
I'm saying if it was. If it was, whatever.
Well, or some of us even on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. So, what ended up happening? Whether it was intentional or not. A person that has the ability to say Kiddush the next day, the entire day. Haggah. By the way, there's a machlokas, whether it's tashlumim or not. It's interesting, it says tashlumim. What's tashlumim? You can make it up, right? Can you say tashlumim for a tefillah that you missed mezid?
No.
No. Okay, so there's a. This is a machlokas, a rishonim, and a poskim, but lamaita, that's how we pass when it comes to Shulchan Aruch. We don't say vayichulu during the day because you don't need to go give that testimony. That's something specific for Friday night. That is Man Kiddush B'diavad. Okay, yes.
Isn't the only reason why? It's because Davar Yomer Bitva Karbanos, so they can and Karbanos are a connected tefillah. So, but this is not like a tefillah, like one of the Karbanos. Kiddush is just independent of that.
That's true, but the point is that it could be that there's a knas and don't give you tashlumim on something that you know, the whole notion.
It's not because of Davar Yomer Bitva Karbanos. I'm saying it's not the reason why you can't.
I mean, Kiddush has nothing to do with Korbanos, right?
Right.
So, but the point is that if we could allow you to have Tashlumim, you might only like Tashlumim if you didn't miss it, Bemezid.
Right, maybe it like functions independently of...
Right, maybe it does also.
Because it's totally different, like...
Correct. Maybe the purpose of Kiddush, you every so Shabbos, that, you have the opportunity to say Kiddush, no matter what, you need to say Kiddush, whether you say it in the right time or not. Absolutely. Okay, what about Yitzhak Yil of Nei Kiddush? Okay. So, a bit of a background information. The... Gemara in the second Shabbos on around Daf Yud. There's a mission there. I don't know if Tess or you don't remember. And there's another Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. You have to learn Sukkah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So you should know this. It's like Laman Vav or Laman Gimel.
I
always forget. It says.
Okay, I didn't
go. What? No, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Laman Vav, Laman Gimel. Did anybody get there? Okay, whatever. You'll tell me what this sounds familiar about. Talks about the Isser Achila before the performance of the mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So the Gemara in Shabbos is really dealing with before Mincha, starting a meal before Mincha. And the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah is talking about if a person has yet to take Lula, Balaminim, and they start and engage in a meal, what should they do? And basically, the halacha is that there's an Isra Achila when one has the opportunity to perform a mitzvah. What is the nature of the Isra Achila? It needs to be a real significant meal that Shema Yivshach and you'll end up missing the mitzvah because you'll be so involved in the meal. But what is always mutter in that context? Ti'ima. What's ti'ima? Ti'ima is a small taste, right? It's like mayim or like eating, you know, a small fruit would qualify as for ti'ima. That would be okay. However, something very interesting happens when it comes to Kiddush. Source number 16, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Aser litam klum kodim shei kadesh. Not only is it usher to eat before you say Kiddush, it's usher to have ti'ima before Kiddush. Afilu mayim, even water, is usher to do. Afilu mislimi bad yom tzar lafzik. And even if you started your meal prior on Friday, you were doing a puris ma'apul kaddish type suit, that's your first ma'apul kaddish. Okay, then it goes on to explain how do you do a puris ma'apul kaddish. Okay. So, that's a very, very interesting halacha. Why is Kiddush different than all the mitzvahs in the Torah? Why is there an Isser Ti'ima? And why, as opposed to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, there's just an Isser Achila. Why is Ti'ima outlawed even Mayim? Question number one. Question number two. Af al pi she'asur lo litom kodim Kiddush imta mikadosh. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Even though...
Even if you did eat, then you should still make Kiddush.
Even if a person did eat, then you should still make Kiddush. Does this have any sense to us whatsoever? It's usher for you, but I know we do this in yeshiva. I know we do this in yeshiva because, you know, the Minig Eretz Yisrael, the yeshiva is to see this. But really, you know, it's not so question that you could have a kiddush before Tekiyah Shofar. Right? It's a big, very controversial whether you one can or cannot have kiddush during Tekiyah, before Tekiyah Shofar. Would you ever have a minute that if you did kiddush that you shouldn't say Shofar? What is one after the other? Right? Isn't the reason why you can't start your meal or eat or drink is because maybe you'll be involved so much that Shemi Yimshach that you won't remember and you won't be able to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush? So what's going on over here? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say, based off the Gemara, on the sheet, that if a person tastes, nevertheless, they should say Kiddush? So the reason why he says that, we're not going to read it inside, is because it's actually a machlokas in the Gemara. There are 2 days in the Gemara. One day it says, Im ta'am mekadesh, and one number says, Im ta'am eino mekadesh. If one actually had ti'ima, they don't say Kiddush. And the same halacha applies when it comes to Havdalah. Im ta'am ma'abdil, Im ta'am eino ma'abdil, two opinions in the Gemara, Maseches Pesachim. Very, very strange. How do we know what exactly is going on over here? Okay, that was another question. Last question, ready? Last question is a interesting phenomenon that we see exists when it comes to both Kiddush and Havdalah. The Gemara and the Seventh Prophets actually deals with this. It seems as if we do Kiddush and Havdalah always twice. Right? What do we do Kiddush? Twice?
Friday night.
Well, no, how do we find each other? Friday night we do it twice. Let's assume the Magen Avraham, right? When?
Shul.
In Shul, and then also we do it? Oh, great. Then, before the meal, Havdalah, what do we do? And also at home, Holocaust. The Gemara Maseches Brachos deals with this idea. Why do we have this twice? Well, they say really initially they were rich, and therefore they were able to do it, you know, al hayayim. And then people became poor, and then they decided that we can only do it all in Tefillah. And then they became rich again, so they don't want to take it out of Tefillah, so they do it all Holocaust. Okay, that's what Gemara says. But what exactly maybe is the deeper idea behind having Kiddush twice, both in Tefillah as well as in Alakos before Achilah? So I want to share with you a very beautiful idea that Rav Salvechi develops in the Shirim Zechayim Rory about Kiddush and Kiddush Malkum Suda. A beautiful idea. Says the Rav, the idea behind having Kiddush twice and Havdalah twice is because there are two fundamentally different elements of Kedusha that exist on Shabbos. There is the Kedusha of the things which we refrain from doing, L'lam etes malachos, and there's the Kedusha that is infused to things that we actively do, the Kavod and Oneg of Shabbos. Says the Rav, because there's two elements, you need two Kiddushes. The Kiddush that you say Friday night in davening is keneged the Isser Malacha Shabbat. The Isser Malacha, the Kiddush Hayom, that comes from the elements of refraining from doing work on Shabbos. But however, says the Rav, the Kiddush that we say Al Kos, you know what's there to be Makadesh? The meal that you're about to have. The meal that you're about to have, that what does it do? It transforms that Seudah, not just into a Friday night meal, but into a Seudah Shabbos. It becomes a Kiyam in Kavod and Onik Shabbos. The meal that you eat becomes part of your Avodah Hashem, it becomes part of the mitzvah. Therefore, what do? We say Kiddush before we eat the meal. And that Kiddush infuses the meal with Kedusha. Says the Rav, that's the same thing what happens in Havdalah. What's happening in Havdalah? We want to end this time period. Be mavdil, both in terms of our actions, that's when we say Havdalah, atachan otanu in tefillah, as well as in our achilah. Our achilah no longer is a Suda Shabbos type of achilah. It's not an achilah for the Neshama Yisera. It's not an achilah which is infused with inherent Kedusha. And therefore we have a bookmark to say this is where we no longer have an achila shel kedusha like we generally do. Says the Rav with this yisod, beautifully, he answers the other two kashas that we had. Says the Rav, why is there an isur ti'ima before Kiddush? Why is there an isur ti'ima? Says because the isur ti'ima before Kiddush has nothing to do with that maybe you'll be Moshech. We're going to 7:30, right? right? Yeah. Okay. That has nothing to do with the fact that maybe you'll be involved in your meal and therefore you'll forget to do Kiddush. That's not the reason why it's usher to have a Te'ima before Kiddush. It's different. The reason why it's usher to eat before Kiddush is because the whole purpose of Kiddush is to say that my achila is now a holy achila. Well, if I already started to eat and started to drink on Shabbos, is there a purpose for that Kiddush? I missed the opportunity. I'm already doing the holy eating without the declaration. Says the Rav, that's also shot in the Man D'Amr that says, Im Tam Eino Mekadesh. We don't pass him this way. But that's the Havamina, that's the Svar of that Man D'Amr. Because he holds that if a person engages in the holy eating, in the Achila, and neglect to say Kiddush, well, you missed your opportunity. The whole purpose of the Kiddush was to introduce this Achila as a holy eating, but you already engaged in it. You lost your opportunity to do so. There is no longer a purpose for that Kiddush. And perhaps that's exactly why we have the higher standard of Te'ima, which is Aser, and if, even the Shliyas Mayim, when it comes to Kiddush, as well as the Man number that says, Im Tam, Eino Mekadesh. Because it all gets back to the two elements of Kiddusha that we're trying to infuse. On the one end, you have a Kiddusha of our actions that we refrain from doing Malacha. On the other hand, we have a Kiddusha of transforming our Achila into a Suda Shabbos. And that's the purpose of the Kiddush. And if one engages in the Achila and neglects the Kiddush, there may be no point to the Kiddush anymore. And therefore, we asked the Te'ima before. And in addition, that's Pshat Amad Amar, Im Tam, Eino Mekadesh. Is that great work? He also explains, by the way, Agav, the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda, according to these lines, that the reason why you have Kiddush for Makom Suda is because the Kiddush is there in order to make the Suda holy. Like, that's the whole point of it. The whole point of Kiddush Makom Suda is because the Kiddush, of course the Kiddush has to be before the Suda. Because otherwise there's no purpose to the Kiddush. The Kiddush is to introduce the Suda as being a holy one. I was Makalim Musar from I have a friend of mine who's a breast living teacher. Okay. And he always told me that I think she needs an LP Derech Avoda. Okay. Whatever. So he said what you should be doing is when you do this, I told him what this word. And he's like, okay, that's great. So what you should do is now before like you say Kiddush, like think about this. And like have the, and like contemplate and realize that, oh, Kavalik, like this meal which I'm about to have on Friday night is going to be a really holy meal. I'm infusing it with Kiddusha. I think he's absolutely right. And if we keep that in mind, I'm sure we'll elevate our meal as well. One last ta'ara. There's one kasha on this whole Mahalach of the Rav. I mean, there could be other kashas as well. But the one in particular which bothers me a lot is that the Mechaber passage explicitly that what can one do before Havdalah? Drink water. I can drink water. Why do we have a distinction between drinking water going in and drinking water going out? Why does that make a difference? Okay, I think it's strange, but whatever, leave that aside for that. It doesn't take away from the fact that this is an awesome verb. Yes?
Why not, if that's the reason, why not have
Kiddush
every meal?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Now
I'm no, every time you eat anything, though, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to talk about Kiddush Makom Suda. Rav Moshe actually has a really interesting take on Kiddush Makom Suda. I'll tell you what he says, more or less, and I'm going to pass on like this Rav Moshe, but he basically makes it sound like in Hanami, you really should have Kiddush at every single meal. And every single time you eat. However, once you have a full Suda, so that Kiddush has now Kviyas that basically applies to every meal that you, like every food that you eat for the rest of the day.
Rest of the day.
Yes, I mean that Kiddush takes effect for the rest of the Achila that you have. And we know this to be true. I mean, Friday night, even after you bench, right? You're not chayiv in the Kiddush for the next day, right? But if you eat again, like, you know, you bench and then you want to dessert or you go to an oneg, like, so that, you don't take Kiddush again. Because you already said Kiddush, which established the Achila for the rest of Shabbos. Yes?
There's two separate Kiddushes. Why can't I have my wife after I did the first Kiddush?
Why can't you?
There's two different reasons. Why?
Okay, this is not assuming that. Good point. You're right. You're right. Meaning this is assuming that...
No, you could just say that you're 5 and 2. She's 5 and 2, you're 5 and 1.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we have such a concept of Chayvin 2 and Chayvin 1 that way. I don't know. You're right. It's a good question. Meaning this. Meaning the answer to this would be right. And you know, Echanami that she should be chayiv. And you know, we don't have to be concerned about this issue that was created. I think it was the Noda Bihuda, Nigel Murvav. I asked Akasha, they asked Mugin Rav, and then we reject the Nigel Murvav. We're not concerned about anything. You're right, Echanami. Maybe that the Nigel Murvav, you know, doesn't have what to be concerned about based on this malach. Good.
Does fit better with the rush?
What?
Also, not only is there Kiddush problem Zudah, but there's also Kiddush. There's also Sudah Mom Kiddush that, like, I have to make Kiddush wherever I eat, even if I'm not going to. But it's not. I mean, it works both ways.
What did you say? Sorry.
There's Kiddush Mom Zudah, there's also Sudah Mom Kiddush.
I don't know what you're referring to.
What? People are mocking if they heard Kiddush is showing the world. They fulfill their they still make kiddush again because they want to have their suda.
Right, so I think that we'll discuss kiddush makom suda and all the different opinions about kiddush makom suda and whether that's actually necessary or not. What?
It's not the rush.
We'll discuss it and we'll see whether that's necessary. Okay, ready? Awesome. What do we have? Okay. Well, last thing we'll end with, we'll do 19:20 very quickly. What about sitting or standing for Kiddush? Different minhagim, says the Torah. Why do we say Vayichulu? Because it is, and we know, Ada's testimony, right? The kind of Baruch in the world. Right now. So, question for you. This is what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. Testimony generally said? Standing up. Okay. Now, brachos are generally sitting down. Okay, now we have a bit of conundrum. What do? Do we stand or do we sit for Vayichulu for Kiddush? So, take a look at what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mikadish al kos malayayin shal yipagba betoin kol machatoin kol shal brachos l'mazal. We'll discuss about that next week. V'omer Vayichulu mu'umat says the Mechaber. It should be done mu'umat. V'achach omer bor p'yagaben v'achach Kiddush. So what does it sound like from the Mechaber?
Stand.
Says Vayichulu should be mu'umat and then you say bor p'yagaben and you say Kiddush, you should stand.
Stand all the time.
Seems that way, one can make a deal that Vayichulu is the only one that you have mu'umat, and then maybe you sit for the rest. We'll get to that in a moment. Says the Mechaber, says the Ramah, Bagav Yechal Amad B'Shas HaKiddush, and you're allowed to stand for Kiddush. Yosher Tov Liyashiv, Leishiv, what's better to say? V'Nogon Leishiv, Apishash Om Vayichulu, and you can even sit for Vayichulu. Rakshim, Yisrael, Om Miktat Chavar Hashem, Ki Masrilin Yamashishi, Vayichulu Shemayim, and Rabbis, Hashem, Rashid Yimus. Okay, that's what we say, Vayichulu. So, different opinions in the Mechaber. The Halakha, I said there are three different opinions. Either you sit for the entire thing, you stand for the entire thing, or what you do is you
stand
and sit. Right, stand and sit. Okay, so, if I'm not mistaken, I hope I'm not getting this off. I believe the Arizal says that you maybe should sit the entire time. But I may be mistaken about that. The Mechaber, I think the Minhag amongst many Ashkenazim is to stand the entire time, right? Right. I think some Sephardim do sit the entire time, and then those who stand and sit. I personally stand for Vayichulu and I sit for the Kiddush. But whatever your minhag is certainly acceptable and has a basis in halacha. But that is the debate of standing versus sitting. You have the conundrum of Vayichulu should be done standing, Kiddush should be done sitting. So either you accommodate both of them and you stand and then you sit, or you say no, the Kiddush is primary. So since Kiddush should be done sitting, so therefore that takes the kviyas. Or what you say is no, I can create a kviyas of amida because that's the nature of the Kiddush because I need to say Vayichulu. So all different opinions. Whatever you do, certainly has a basis in halacha. Everybody should have a wonderful week. So we'll pick up with this next time.
No, it's that face.
Oh, okay, my Zoom is here.
Yes. Cool. Yes.